When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
While the focus has been on the coronavirus recovery of President Trump, Joe Biden has been quietly campaigning around the country, taking advantage of the president's downtime by hitting a series of key swing states. Biden stumped for votes yesterday in Arizona and continues today with stops in Nevada. In recent days, he's also been in Florida, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, all pivotal states for November. The most recent polls have definitely been in favor of Biden, but I have to say I think the margins might be a bit higher than the reality on the ground. Still, at this point, the president remains the underdog in the 2020 race. Just a week after it was announced that he had tested positive for the coronavirus, President Trump said last night he's ready to get back on the campaign trail this weekend. The president saying he wants to hold a rally in Florida on Saturday and one in Pennsylvania on Sunday, though he wouldn't tell Sean Hannity last night on Fox News whether he had tested negative as yet for the virus. The president has not held a rally since the night after the first debate last week, when he spoke for a shorter than normal amount of time at a campaign stop in Minnesota. It looks like next week's presidential debate is not going to take place as scheduled. The dust-up began when the debate commission announced it would be more of a virtual and remote event because of the president's coronavirus situation. But President Trump did not like that decision and immediately said he would not show up for the debate. Joe Biden went ahead and scheduled his own town hall event in Philadelphia on that night, and said he wasn't adding any other dates. So it's possible there could be one more debate on October 22nd, or I wouldn't even rule out the possibility of no more Biden-Trump debates in 2020.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.